It's May. What's happening in the natural world around Boulder? Here's Steve Jones and Ruth Carroll Cushman, co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac.
We're sitting in the Cottonwood Grove along Boulder Creek, west of 75th Street, listening to various sounds, including sirens and gravel mining roar. But in the midst of all this, we're celebrating the arrival of the songbirds from the south. During the first or second week of May, all the willows and cottonwoods really start to leaf out, and insects become active. And this attracts the migrant songbirds who are coming up from Mexico and South America. It's also nice to just sit here and watch the herons drifting lazily by. All the herons that nest in Boulder County now nest in a single rookery, and it's in a grove of cottonwoods east of 95th Street along Boulder Creek. You can actually park at the bridge crossing Boulder Creek on 95th and look east and see the nests there, all clumped in the top of the cottonwoods. It's not just great blue herons, which are the most common ones, but also black-crowned night herons and great egrets all nest together in this one rookery. They drop so much excrement on the ground and on the branches of the trees that they kill the trees. So eventually all the cottonwoods will die off and they'll have to abandon that rookery and move on to another one someplace else nearby.
Damp places like this are also good places to see some of our tiniest but most beautiful butterflies, called appropriately enough, just plain blues. Sometimes I think lepidopterists are so overwhelmed by the beauty of butterflies that they can't think up equally gorgeous names. Blue is a humdrum category for over 36 species that are all about the same size, shade of blue, and shape as two fallen petals of blue flax, which is also beginning to bloom about now. Usually the first to emerge in Colorado is one called the silvery blue. Later arrivals include greenish blues, dotted blues, and so on. These butterflies probe the mud for minerals with a long proboscis, a sort of tube that is usually curled up against their face. They can unfurl the proboscis and use it like a drinking straw. Many other butterflies also engage in this behavior, which is called puddling. I've sometimes found so many little blues puddling that I can direct their movements by waving my arms like a conductor with an orchestra.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carroll Cushman are co-authors of the Boulder County Nature Almanac and the Colorado Nature Almanac.